Welcome to another episode of Muay Thai Save Me, guys. My name is Crew Neal. You already know who I am, but I have a special guest for you guys today. Okay, this is Bryce Krause, 16-time champ, guys. 16. I said that. 16. 8-time amateur champ, 8-time professional champ. Bryce, welcome to the show. Thank you.
It's an honor to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for hanging out with me. But a lot of people don't know, we've known each other for years. I think I met you maybe 2003, 2004 is when I met you, you know, okay. And we've kind of just seen each other throughout the circuit of fighting.
I was passing through your dad's halls, your halls, Van Nuys Muay Thai, and probably 97. So I'm sure you're around and we're crossing paths back then.
Yeah. Wow. So Bryce, for people that don't know you, that want to know about you, can you share a little bit about who Bryce Krause is? I know you're a family guy. If you want to talk about your wife, your two kids.
Yeah. Three. You know, married with three boys.
Wow.
Hence, Rising Suns Thai Boxing.
Okay. You actually beat me too. I was going to ask you why Rising Suns.
But Yeah. Rising Suns after my boys.
Okay. I love that.
Yep.
And how did you get into Muay Thai, Bryce?
Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
Yes.
grew up on Bloodsport, Kickboxer, all the Karate Kid movies, and had an older brother, and he used to always beat the shit out of me.
Okay.
And one summer after water polo practice, I saw a sign, kickboxing sign with the phone number on it.
Okay.
And I was like, fuck, you can train that? Just, wow. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And had my dad take me down to the gym signed up.
And
that was it.
Wow. And then when you started, Bryce, take yourself back to that moment. Was it something you picked up very easily? Because for people that haven't seen you fight, I mean, you're a very technical, skilled fighter who has power, you know, in both hands. Was that something natural that came to you? Like when your coaches started training you, were they like, oh shoot, this kid.
So, first coach, another local legend in the SoCal fight scene, Randy Louie, from United Gym. He's got a good fight team that he's got going for him right now. But Randy was the coach. He was running a room out of, karate dojo.
Okay.
And was teaching kickboxing. And so I was always an athlete, played soccer and water polo for 6 years.
Wow.
And it was during water polo season. So I was in fantastic shape. Mm. And I was one of Randy's standout students.
Okay.
And he wanted to start fighting and offered me to fight. Okay. And I always thought I was a tough kid growing up, but never was starting fights or getting in fights, and it seemed like a neat opportunity to test myself.
How old were you when you had your first fight?
18, June 20th, 97. I was 18, just like 4 days removed from high school.
Oh my gosh.
And dove in.
Let's take you back to that memory here. Where is this fight being held at?
Westminster Boxing Club.
Westminster.
Yeah.
Okay.
I roll up and they show me who my opponent was. Tattooed and he's rubbing liniment oil on himself and he's smoking a cigarette. And I was like, fuck, I got the craziest guy in the gym. All right. And man, I had all my friends there, my family, my brother, all my brother's friends.
Okay.
And funny story, I had my cup on backwards. And so the ref comes over and he hits my cup and he goes, he hits it again. And he goes, you have your cup on backwards.
Oh.
I've never worn a cup before.
All right.
And so I go back to the corner and so I got my cup on backwards and he comes over and just opens up my shorts and grabs my cup and flips it around. My brother and all my friends were just jeering me from the crowd. I'm like, all my nerves went away. So from there on, it was just forward. Like, oh, I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
And then what was the outcome?
I stopped the guy in the third round.
Wow.
Yeah, I stopped the guy in the third round.
With punches? Or?
Yeah, boxing. Okay. I couldn't kick too well, okay. Which is neat to see photos of me trying to kick.
Yeah.
But from water polo, I could throw my hands and
makes sense.
Yeah, it paid off.
Oh, okay. Now, you just won your first fight. How do you feel right now? You're 18 years old, fresh out of high school. You won your first fight.
Oh, that was nuts. I mean, if you've ever come off of a stool fighting, you know how drained, how you feel after one round.
Yeah.
Two rounds.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Like time slowed down, which I love about the sport, because everything just goes away. You're so alive in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I've never experienced that with anything else I've done. And,
wow.
And I think that's was always the lure, like how in the moment, how alive you are at that time that you're fighting.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, what triggered your idea of fighting? Like, was it, because you said Randy Louie, your coach, kind of asked you, was that what sparked it? Where you're like, you know what? I never thought of that. Yeah, let's do it.
No, I think that's just the general path when you enter a Thai boxing gym or you start training, you start building an affinity for it, and then as you progress, and then it's like the hurdle to go and hop over.
Yeah, I always say like the hugest challenge for yourself, right?
Yeah,
yeah, challenge yourself.
I mean, being a gym owner now and. That's our fight board over here. We have a lot of first-time fighters coming up August, April 26th.
Oh, okay.
And that's that's the story of each one of these kids.
Okay.
Just they start to gain some prowess in the gym, and then and us coaches notice them and start jabbing them a little bit. All right, what do you think? Come on, fight and lay down the gauntlet for them.
Okay. Now. With that said, your first fight, you're fighting. How old were you when you got your first title shot?
The next year. Yeah.
Wow.
The next year for the legendary SoCal belt, the Crurex Van Nuys Muay Thai belt. Yeah. Anybody who's anybody.
Yeah.
Came through Van Nuys Muay Thai, so
that's cool.
Fought won that, defended it twice, nice. And on the third defense, Voot Kamnark was there,
yeah,
and he presented me the belt,
okay,
and invited me to the big leagues,
okay,
to go fight for him.
Nice, and then. How'd that feel, right? You win your first title, and then now you got the promoter giving you the belt, and then now he's inviting you to be on his big show. Like, how'd you feel at that moment?
Let's see this. I'm trying to take myself back to it. Oh, man. I was always a fan, especially getting into the fight scene. Mm-hmm. I'd go to all the fights.
Okay.
I'd go to all the fights. My garage. I had all the flyers on the garage walls so you have a sense of the slope of the progression in the sport. Okay. So I knew I wanted to go and fight for those bigger shows.
Okay.
I wanted to get my name on the on the poster.
Okay.
I wanted to eventually get
my photo
on the poster, yeah. And then I wanted to be the main event. So
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that, which you did numerous times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, during this time, I mean, your amateur career, my gosh, 8 titles, right? At what point were you like, I want to go pro? Like, was there a time frame where you remember where you're like, man, I think I want to go a little further with this?
The 3 Crurex shows and then 5 Voot.
Okay.
Titles, and there wasn't many tournaments that I knew of, mm-hmm. that or even, I don't think there were
there really
many.
Wasn't,
I don't think
to be
there
honest.
Were any
there
really tournaments wasn't. Going on. Now I want to. We have our one of our top dogs. I want to keep him amateur at least 60 something fights because
okay.
there's not really a pro capability in the stateside right now.
Yeah.
But there were good pro shows going on, and it just seemed again it just seemed like the natural the natural slope of progression of the sport. Get called up to fight for Dennis Warner.
It's you're right though, like I feel like back then during that time there was a little bit like pros got more action like on the card, they had more opportunities.
Yeah,
I feel like
Warrior
now,
Cup and Dennis Warner
yeah.
What other fights were going on there were a handful of pro shows.
Yeah, I feel like present day it's like it's a lot of amateurs, a lot of what is it? Point sparring, a lot of stuff like that going on.
Yeah, great way to get your feet wet and get in the game.
Yeah, you get your first pro fight, you sign the contract and everything. What's going through your mind?
It's real. Yeah, I mean it's always real. Mm-hmm. The whole progression. You stand across from somebody that wants to. Mm-hmm. Win just as bad as you.
Yeah.
And it was neat. I was supposed to fight Alan Flores, which would have been a hell of a fight.
Yeah.
He got injured leading up to the fight. And one of my training partners leading up to the fight was Adam Garcia.
Oh wow.
And during our training, John McPhail Flame, he laughed and he's like, it'd be funny if you guys end up fighting down the line. And we've been training more than a handful of times.
Wow. And you guys did, right?
Like
he filled in
to save the fight.
Wow.
On like 2 weeks notice. So shout out to Adam Garcia.
Yeah.
Thanks, Adam. the fight was a draw. It was four rounds. He was out of shape.
Okay.
And didn't want to go five rounds. Fifth round, I would have smoked him. Would have smoked you, Adam. But, it was ruled a draw.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I never understood those four rounders, though. I was like, four rounds? How can anyone really become a winner? It's like, it's hard. It's an even number.
Yeah. Yeah, I started a little slow in that fight, but
oh, did you?
But yeah,
okay. Yeah. Wow, how did that feel though? Like having to fight like someone you trained numerous times with? Did that feel weird?
No.
For you?
Yeah, no.
It's,
yeah,
business,
it's just
right?
an opponent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Opponent, and actually there's a I think I got paid $1,800, so I was like, fuck, go make some coin.
Yeah. Did you when you were training to fight people? What kind of style did you have in a sense of like, did you like to study film on your opponents if you had it? Or did what was your mindset going into a fight?
No, I never did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's a useful tool. Now as a coach, it's definitely a useful tool. You can pick out something that the opponent's good at, mm-hmm. something they're bad at, and can develop a game plan around it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. And then with all that, so I wanted to ask you too, what made you want to open up Rising Suns Muay Thai? Like when in your career did that like kind of spark where you're like, you know what, I want to go one step further and follow what most fighters do where eventually they open up their own training facility?
Yeah, this is all I've done. This is all I've done. So it's from 96, my 28th year now in the sport. And again, I think that's just the progression of the deal. After when I retired from fighting in 2015, I was a full-time trainer and was fortunate enough to be around some great people that allowed me in their gyms to build myself, my coaching, my business, personal training, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Rent free, pretty much. I mean, I gave them myself in exchange for that. But yeah, that God's timing is perfect, right? Saving I was able to save a lot of money, not having any overhead. Yeah. Not being on this side of gym ownership. There's a lot of overhead.
Yeah.
And
it's a lot of money constantly going out.
Yeah.
And not as much coming in.
Yeah. So I realized that, and I was just putting money in my pockets and squirreling everything away. And then COVID hit. Mm. And the gym that I was working in, corporate, threw everybody out.
Oh, wow.
Next thing you know, I'm on the grass in Newport Beach.
Okay.
Having the summer of my life was incredible. I'm outdoors every day.
Yeah.
I'd do my morning sessions. I'd go pick up my wife and kids and dog, and we'd throw up a pop-up, and grandma and grandpa would come over and hang out in lawn chairs, and I'd be padding my clients, and then go during the break, I'd pick up my kid, and my kid would be on my belly pad and whatnot. but then October came, and got dark earlier, started getting cold, and I was like, shit, I gotta get off the streets, and I gotta make something happen. And God gifted us this spot, a block from the gym I was working out of, a block from where I live.
And so what year was that exactly when Rising Sun officially opened?
January 4th, 21.
21. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations, though. I mean, because I think for fellow business owners that might be listening in, they know it's not easy. Running a gym is not easy. It's a lot of ups and downs. It's a lot of, like I said, money going out, right? But, yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, it's neat. It's really neat. This has been one of the It's a neat chapter. It's a neat chapter with being able to, my reach is so much more expansive now. I can help so many more people.
Yeah.
Right. Before, if you're just working one-on-one with people, then you know, your relationships are limited to those hours. But now everybody can pass through and you can have a greater effect on more people.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. So it sounds like you wanted to open up your gym because you liked helping people. You liked giving back.
You liked
sharing your knowledge and spreading the art of Muay Thai.
Yeah.
You know what? I wanted to talk about too. You went to Thailand and fought at the famous Rajamgun Stadium, if I'm not correct.
Rajamgun.
Rajamgun.
Yep. On my birthday of all days.
Wow. What year was that?
2007.
2007,
yeah.
Okay.
I went...
Was that your first time?
The king at the time. Yeah, that was my first time. Okay. My first time fighting there in Thailand. First and only time.
Okay.
But the current king at that time was Anawak Khao Somrit. I went and stayed at Khao Somrit gym, trained for the month. I had a fight pushed back from the 16th to the 25th, my birthday, at Raja Damnern.
Wow.
Partly because I probably wasn't performing well just getting acclimated. I was 16 days into to getting acclimated to Thailand, and if you haven't experienced that, go and experience it.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different. Yeah. But fortunately, I got more time to train and was able to go through the process at Raja Damnern.
How did you feel walking into that stadium, knowing the history behind that?
Yeah, this is wild. Walking up the steps and seeing the fight posters and weighing in on the massive clock scale.
Yeah. It's crazy, right? Because it's like, you know, the history, the heritage behind it. And it's like, I remember when I fought at Lumpini Stadium, just the surreal feeling of like, oh my gosh, I'm here. I'm going to do this.
Wow. Sitting this close to your opponent, just watching the fight going on in front of you and being like, yeah, we're fighting next, bud. Yeah. Don't look at their legs. Damn.
I love that. And then, so you had an awesome experience with Thailand. Did you train at any other gyms or was it just?
Yeah. I've been, the first few times I stayed only Bangkok. I went and trained at Khiat Bontip. To get ready for a fight. I fought Chaz Mulkey on the King's birthday for Dennis Warner.
Okay.
And I went and did my camp over there. And then after that, I was doing traincations when island hopped Koh Samui, Koh Phangan, okay. Phuket.
Okay.
And try to get out of Bangkok now. I'll go and fly into Bangkok and bounce out of there.
But
there's a lot of beautiful places in Thailand to go and experience.
From your experience training at different types of gyms, do you have any recommendations for anyone that might be listening that might be wanting to travel to Thailand?
Just go and dive in. Yeah, save up money and go. You'll find great training everywhere. It's their national sport. There's no lack of trainers.
Yeah, that's true.
Just go and experience it. Have your cell phone. It's so much more accessible these days. You don't even need a plan. You need booking.com and a cell phone, and you can go bounce around anywhere.
Wow.
To fly the islands or north is $90.
Okay. Have you been able to visit Thailand since you opened up Rising Suns?
No, not yet. I would love to take a crew out there. We have a couple kids that we'd like to take over there and
That's
get some
cool.
experience.
How old are the kids?
One just turned 23.
Wow.
Shout out to Cade Albrock. Brady Saunders, 9 years old.
Wow.
Little stud.
That's
yeah. Just,
cool.
just got nominated for, youth athlete of the year. He went 7-1 last year.
Wow.
For this event that was last weekend, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, need
That's
to,
so cool.
He's getting some recognition.
Okay. What's next for Bryce Krause?
Probably going to be running for mayor of Newport and possibly governor in the next 15 years with the way this state is being run so awfully. Fuck. Married my beautiful wife, Elsa, and my three boys
Your boys train? Does your wife train?
Yeah, my wife trained when we were dating.
Okay.
She's over it now. Okay.
She's like, I got what I wanted. She's like, yeah. I got what I wanted.
My boys have to train.
Okay.
My boys have to train.
Love
for
that.
Mateo's training. He fought at one of Joey Pagliuso's USKO fights.
Okay.
Just on a whim.
Wow.
Which was pretty cool. Maximo will be training pretty soon. He's 4, he's going on 5. So okay. he'll be training pretty soon.
That's so cool. How does that make you feel as a dad, like seeing your boys like, man, I'm passing this down?
It's cool. It's cool. It's nothing that I'm pushing on them.
Uh-huh.
As a father and as a son, my father supported me in my endeavors.
Okay.
And that's all I want. I want to show my kids everything and whatever they gravitate towards. I want to be there to pour some gasoline on it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I'm sure they're around it all the time. So it's
they're gym rats. They're in here and they're ripping. Yeah. It's so cool.
Yeah. Oh man. Bryce, but before we end, did you have anything you want to add? Any advice that you might give to someone, who maybe is kind of on the fence about Muay Thai? Like, what would you say to someone like that who's kind of on the fence, is a little nervous?
I don't know if anybody watching this would be on the fence for Thai boxing. they're already in the boat. I don't know. I mean, we get those people that call in and they're I'm a little intimidated, but when they pass through, I don't know many Thai boxers that have chips on their shoulders. You know, we train and we live it, and you get humbled so many times going through it. You just don't have that bone in your body.
Yeah.
So don't be intimidated by it. Show up and just come to learn, come to work and join in the community, because there's a bunch of cool people in the sport.
I love that. And you know what, to add to that, like, it's funny how when you go to MMA shows and you go to Muay Thai shows, crowds are way different. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I always find the Muay Thai crowds are just definitely more respectful towards each other and other gyms. And
you know what I mean? I'd agree with that.
But Bryce, Thank you for hanging out with me today. Guys, one thing too, if you guys are in the Newport Beach area in Southern California, you need to check out my guy, Bryce Krause. Like I said, 16-time champ, okay?
Yeah.
8 amateur titles and 8 pro titles. You guys got to check him out. He's a good dude, known him for years. And again, Bryce, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And
My pleasure.
Thank you. But guys, that concludes our episode. Stay tuned for next time.